Hi there, and today I thought I'd talk about the Spanish Property Magazine, which I've just produced. Now, you may as well turn this off if you haven't got an iPad, because you'll need an iPad to actually watch it, to look at it. But the interesting thing is I've learned quite a few things while producing this magazine. As most of you will know, I already produce another magazine, which is the Spain is Different magazine, which is a sort of compendium of good news stories from Spain every few weeks. But this one is slightly different because this features Spanish property within it, and you can do things like embed videos within it. So I thought I'd give you a quick list of 10 things that I learned while putting together a magazine. Number one, editing a magazine is easy. You just need content to fill it up. Number two, getting content is easy because people want their stuff, the writing and things, to be featured in a magazine, and agencies want their houses to be featured in it. Three, well, it's good to have an iPhone, not only to record this, but also to have the camera. The basis of any magazine is image, and you can take a lot of images. The best camera is the one you carry around with you, of course, and you have ready to take photos of something that's interesting. Number four, finding advertisers is easy because new technology like this, magazines on iPads, make new eyeballs of people with disposable income for advertisers. All you need now is to find readers. Five, well, imagination. You can do a lot with an iPad magazine that you can't do with a traditional magazine. And you can embed videos, of course. You can put mailing lists into it. You can put audio into it. And obviously, you can use images in a very different way than you can use in a normal magazine. Six, you get to realize how far ahead of the curve you are in your own market when you're producing a magazine of this type, because when you show it to other estate agents, they usually have to pick up their jaw off the floor and go, wow. Number seven, pricing is a difficult one. The price of this, the first issue was free, but the rest of the issues will be paid for issues. But pricing is difficult until you know how many people are going to be interested in it. Number eight, making video is easy, if you've got a Mac anyway. I've been making videos for a long time. I once made the 100 video tips for people coming to Spain, of course. But I got out of the habit of making videos. Well, I got back into it and found that making video is still relatively easy. Yeah. Number nine, established publications feel threatened. When you actually pitch this to other established publications, they don't want to know because they just feel you are competition. When really you're not, there's a possibility of a very good collaboration there rather than competition. And finally, JFDI. JFDI means just do it. Fecking, of course. People love what you produce. Everyone seems to like the first Spanish property magazine. Anyway, so where can you get it? Well, if you go to the blog, housesforsaleinspain.net, or my other blog, entrepreneursolo.com, you can find an article about it. Just search for 10 things learnt by producing a magazine for the iPad. 10 things learnt by producing a magazine for the iPad. Download this one. It's free. And see what you think. I think you'll be quite impressed. I know everybody who's looked at it so far has. But remember, don't try to download it if you haven't got an iPad, because you won't be able to read it. Yeah. If you want to search for it in the iTunes store, just search for Spanish Property Magazine in Newsstand.